From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The Obama administration has reached an agreement with two watchdog groups to recover an estimated 22 million emails from the White House of George W. Bush. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
These missing emails could cover some of the most controversial episodes of the Bush administration. To name a few, the turn of fortunes in the Iraq War, President Bush's re-election, and the push to oust several federal prosecutors. The emails should have been clearly archived, but the system at that time couldn't do that. And for months, the Bush administration said no emails were missing. In 2007, two groups filed suit, the National Security Archive and Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CREW. Some details of the arrangement aren't clear. At least 33 days of emails will be produced. CREW says 94 days will ultimately become available. It says the dates were chosen based on email volume and news events. But there's not enough money to restore all 22 million or so. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has told the nation's top bank CEOs that it is their duty, after receiving billions of dollars in taxpayer bailout money, to increase their lending to small businesses. Mr. Obama also wants them to get behind a major overhaul of financial regulation.
I made it clear that it is both in the country's interest and ultimately in the financial industry's interest to have updated rules of the road to prevent abuse and excess.
Some banks vowed to step up loans. Nearly all the banks said they got the message. ExxonMobil has announced plans to buy XTO Energy, a Texas company that is primarily involved in natural gas exploration. NPR's Adam Hochberg has more.
The move by the world's largest publicly traded oil company underscores the growing role that natural gas may play in the nation's energy future. XTO, based in Fort Worth, claims about 45 trillion cubic feet of gas, mostly in Texas and neighboring states in the Southwest. The acquisition fits into Exxon's plans to move into other forms of energy besides oil. The company has said it will establish a new division that will concentrate on unconventional resources. Energy industry analysts expect other large oil companies to make similar moves to capitalize on the potential of natural gas. The deal is the energy industry's largest acquisition in 3 years. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
The White House plans to acquire a prison in rural Thompson, Illinois, for housing federal inmates and no more than 100 prisoners from Guantanamo Bay. A formal announcement is expected on Tuesday. The 1,600-cell Thompson Correctional Center has never become fully functional because of state budget problems. Local officials had hoped it would improve the local economy and provide jobs. Closing Guantanamo Bay is a top priority for Mr. Obama, who says he wants terrorism suspects transferred to American soil. This is NPR News. European Union civil servants are warning governments to give them a promised pay raise or risk having a massive administrative blockade in Brussels. Terry Schultz reports.
Thousands of public service workers staged what they called a warning strike at EU headquarters, demanding that a 3.7% salary hike they're legally due be paid out despite the objections of the majority of EU governments. The adjustment is automatically pegged to wage levels in the 27 EU member states, but 15 of those governments say their economic situation is so bad this year they won't grant the increase. Pierre Bacri, chairman of one of the public servant unions, warns EU leaders they're going to have more problems if they don't pay up.
We can organize many, many actions that can paralyze the institutions.
Bakri says if the pay raise isn't granted by January 1st, the unions will take the EU to court. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi will remain hospitalized for at least one more day after being attacked by a man identified as having a history of psychological problems. 73-year-old Berlusconi suffered a broken nose and two broken teeth when his attacker threw a statuette at him during a rally in Milan on Sunday. His office says Berlusconi canceled a meeting with the Turkish Prime Minister in Rome on Wednesday. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is down 5 points at 10,100. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 29 points to close at 10,501. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 21 points to close at 2112, its highest close in 15 months. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.